Eurovision.
Quick fire ratings.
Ireland's number one Eurovision podcast.
You really should not like this song, but you can't help it.
If I listen to your song while I brush my teeth, like, I'm obsessing over the song.
This is boring. This is really... How did this win, honestly? But then, you know, it's Denmark. God bless them.
God bless them.
I think I did give it room to grow, and it did not grow. It died a death.
Mop up, put on a positive spiel.
However, I'm actually not going to do that.
I have a feeling that we could be upset.
Just because you have a feeling doesn't mean it's a fact, Connor.
Stop talking.
Welcome back to the Eurovision podcast. We are right in the thick of it. Very end. We've only what, two episodes left of our Eurovision quickfires, and we have three more countries to get through today. A good batch. We have Sweden, Spain and Slovenia, so we're well into the S's, with only one podcast to come after this later on in the week. But I am joined by my co-hosts, Connor and Lou. How are you guys getting on?
How are you, Alex? I'm excited for this episode. It's going to be diverse, I think.
Yeah, this is a good episode. We are filming this directly after our previous one, and I feel like a bit of a relief, you know, when you can finally talk about something you really enjoy.
Finally, some good fucking food.
Yes.
Fair enough. That's how you really feel. Yeah, no, it's... yeah, it's an interesting episode. A good mix of songs now, and I think a bit of a debate going on amongst us, probably with a few of them, maybe, potentially. Alex is giving me a dirty look there.
I'm not quite sure what the debate is, but I'm excited.
Well, no, I think there might be, you know, a bit of talking towards, towards a certain song.
Game on.
España.
I can't wait.
Oh. Maybe, potentially. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But
so will our listeners. Keep listening.
Yeah, they will indeed.
Pitchforks out.
Don't come for us. They come for us enough in these boxes this year. But yeah, I'm excited to kick it off.
So guys, shall we kick it off with our first country?
Yeah, we will indeed. And we're going to go to Slovenia and talk about how much time do we have left with Clement. Time do you have left to travel?
Oh,
to Basel.
Oh, that was really sweet. I didn't know where you were going.
Me neither. Yeah, any positive lads?
I really like the message of this song, actually. I think it's really sweet, and he seems like a lovely person, although it does give very boring vibes. However, I will say
it was the delivery of that nearly took me out.
Like, sweet message, but Jesus, lads, it's very boring. Send you to sleep. But.
Oh yeah, that's lovely. God, you're dead boring though, aren't you? Do something.
It's a bit of a snooze. Apparently he is. I think they're keeping in this upside down thing, which, like, do we need the upside down thing?
Batman.
No, I don't think so, but there is definitely potential here, particularly because a lot of it is in English. I think the message is really strong. Like, that's where it's most, yeah, its strongest point, I suppose, is people connecting to it. If it was in a different language, I think this would be like dead on arrival, basically. But there's a possibility that this goes through. It just depends. Again, sorry, I keep asking this. Which semi-final? This is semi-final one, right? Because we've just had the rehearsal from it. Yep. So, again, very male heavy. Don't know if that's going to help him out. Probably not. However, there is a lot going on. There's a lot of chaos. There's a lot of upbeat songs. So maybe that's where he kind of slips in and wins in the end to get that kind of final spot into the final from semi-final one. Who wants to go next?
I don't have a massive amount to add. I agree. The message of the song is important and it's very, very personal. So it does feel very intimate. I think there will be a lot of people who do relate to the song. An interesting point of discussion is, like, as native English speakers, personally, I find the lyrics very on the nose. Like, we chatted about Norway the other day in Quickfires, and it's Norway's a similar theme of the song being dedicated to Kyle's mum, who has experienced fighting an illness, but there's more kind of strength and gusto in Norway's song, where Slovenia is a lot more downtrodden, reflective, introspective. But then, you know, I'm conscious that not all of the voters are native English speakers, and therefore it might be easier for masses to understand, I suppose. I will say, in fairness to this, I find the song boring as well, Alex, and it's not one really I'm streaming or anything like that. I found at London Eurovision Party, his whole montage of going back over the Eurovision winners was far more interesting as a fan to consume. But I must digress that the first time I saw this, I couldn't take my eyes off it. I was really gripped into watching it, and I didn't come away from it going, wow, I love that, I would vote for it. But it did, it was memorable, it did stay with me. So this could surprise in the qualifiers. I don't think it's a guarantee whatsoever. I think there are a lot more interesting entries for me in the semi-final who should make it through over Slovenia. But, you know, they scraped through last year with the package that a lot of people had a query over. It's not impossible for them to do it again this year. I personally wouldn't be voting for it, but you never know. Where are you, Connor?
Yeah, I look, the message of the song is obviously very personal to Clement, and it is a beautiful message. I do agree, as we spoke about at the time, with it being quite literal and a bit too literal. And it's, as English speakers, it's a bit like, okay, I walked into the room, my child was writing on the floor, and it's like, we have had much time left together. And it's like, okay, great, but, you know, can you be a bit more creative? I don't think he's an amazing singer either. It's kind of as if he found a note that he can hit and he's like, okay, let me run with it and let me see. Because obviously we know that he's a comedian, so you might expect a bit more of a jokey entry from him. This does have a nice running order. It's coming after Gaia and it's before Espresso Macchiato. So it can stand out with, you know, being that slow song. And as we were saying earlier, in yesterday's episode with Portugal, that this could be the slow song that people gravitate towards in the semi-final, potentially. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm not streaming it. I think at the time, I liked it a lot more. I've kind of gone off it a bit now with it being too literal, too on the nose with it. The staging, I think, could elevate it potentially. They are obviously doing, as you said, Alex, that upside down element of, you know, kind of referencing, you know, how an illness can throw your life upside down, which I think is clever in a sense. But I don't know, will this make people pick up the phone and vote for it? I don't know. I think if a jury was in the semi-final, it might, you know, be an easier pathway for it to qualify. But we know, of course, you know, televoters are much more harsher on these kind of entries. So we'll have to wait and see. But yeah, again, like, I don't mind it. I'm not loving it as much as I did previously, but it's an all right entry. Not exciting or reinventing the wheel by any means. But yeah, that's where I stand.
I have a question, right? What do you guys make of the upside down thing? Is it necessary or not?
I liked it when I first saw it, so I'd go off my gut reaction that I did instantly get it when I saw it. Like, oh, his life turned upside down with the diagnosis. And I suppose maybe that's a point where the lyrics being so literal might have actually helped.
True.
I don't know.
There was that same feeling for me when I first heard it, and I remember a lot of people hating on it because obviously the favorite was July Jones and that super final between the two. But I remember listening to it and I was like, oh, there's something actually nice about this. There's a nice melody towards it, and very, you know, rememberable in your head when you're, it's, I guess the simplicity of it kind of stays with you in a way. But yeah, and just, I know you guys are going to get to the quickfire boxes later on, but we got a voice note from Brent O'Keefe during the week, and he was saying that he plays Slovenia in his job. And out of all the countries that he plays during his job, he said that Slovenia is the one that people are coming up and asking, oh my God, what is the name of that song? So that's your general audience, I guess.
My favorite thing about that voice message was him being like, and the song's playing my work and people came to ask. And I'm like, hang on now, you haven't clarified. Is it you on the playlist? Because like, if it's not him on the playlist, that's really cool that Eurovision songs are playing in his work.
I presume it is. But Brent, can you clarify for us? Imagine.
Speaking of Clement being upside down, did you see the nice bit of content with him and Gojo doing the whole Down Under? Did you see that?
No.
It was on Go along with Kai. I love Gojo's Instagram content he's been doing with all the others. There's a nice reel of him and Clement like doing a handstand against the wall. They're upside down. And Clement's like, what's it like Down Under? And Gojo's like, you're the same as me, Clem, and you're down under. And then Red Sebastian hops by and Gojo's like, oh, there's a rare red kangaroo. It's very good.
Oh, I love when they get together and do stuff like that. It's really sweet, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice to see the camaraderie. The
Especially with like a song like Slovenia from Clem, and like you wouldn't, as a viewer, you don't get that personality that he obviously has when you're watching him. So yeah, love hearing that. Shall we have a look at what the listeners think?
We shall. We'll kick it off with Mihal, our Matt Hall, giving it a 4. Connor S gives it a 4. A 4 here from Kelly saying, I want to like it, but it doesn't go anywhere. 2 from Glenn. Glenn, hope you're enjoying the post-wedding fun. Hope you had a lovely day. 4.5 from Adam G saying, lovely meaning, but really boring. 7 from Lex Bucha. 1 from Jack. 2 from Aaron. 2 from Kian. 3 from Stephen P. Lynch. 7 from Nathan saying, this is a simple but a beautiful song. I'm not sure if it's for Eurovision, but I respect it. 6.5 from Emma. 2 from Mick L. Doherty. A lot of sympathy for him, but without the upside down bit, this goes nowhere. 4 from Lisa saying, I like him more than his song. 5.5 from Sparky D. 6 from Killian. 0 from Topher Joyce. 1 from Shane Laverty. 2 from Enga saying, good concept, but the execution is not it. 3 from Owen O'Neill. 3 from D. 4 from Dar, 4 from Ned, 5.5 from All Things Adam, 1 from Shane Gallagher. I'll finish with a 10 out of 10 from your pal, Connor, Kian V. Laffert, saying, 10, this has a story that will touch people as it did with me. He's a great singer. Hope he qualifies.
Gaia has a story, but it didn't touch you then, so.
That's so iconic. Put it as a 0 in the spreadsheet, Louise. And then a 10 for Slovenia. Any more there, Alex?
Yeah, I'm going to kick it off with Dave Mackin, who has given it a very generous 1 out of 10, which on the Dave scale is actually not that bad, apparently.
Dave's given a lot of 10s this year now. I don't know.
I don't know. It ranges from minus 5,000, apparently, that's to true. 10. So, you know, it's not doing too bad. Sam Deacon, friend of the pod, 6. Scott Downey says 3. Cleo gave it a 4. Niall gave it a 7. Eva gave it a 3. We have a Eurofan 4. Aoife Cottrell gave it an 8, which is quite high. Kian says 2. It's too depressing, and I don't get why a comedian would want to sing a song like this. I don't buy it. Ems94 says 3. Loved it at the start, but wore off. Tig says 4. The lyrics lie perfectly between heartfelt and self-righteous. Oof, that is harsh. Bud gave it a 1. Michael gave it a 4 out of 10. And the Silver Brooch said 5. Beautiful, but too sad. So I feel like there's a general sentiment that people find it maybe a bit too sad, which I think is fair enough because it is something that, you know, people might find very emotional, but also people might get something out of it as well and feel really touched by it. So, yeah, overall, what did... Oh, we'll give our own scores, actually.
I'm just going to quickly call out one comment that kind of tickled me because I know we have a few Aussie listeners. Ellen gave it a 1 out of 10 saying, clunky lyrics, just know, will be my breakfast making song at 5:15 a.m. Aussie life. And I love how we talk about toilet breaks. She's talking about a brekkie break.
A brekkie break. Oh, those poor Aussies. God bless them.
Yeah. Out of 10, I'm giving this a 4.5.
I'm going to give this a 3. More so just because it's not to my personal taste, but the 3 points that I have given it is for that heartfelt message. Connor, what are you going to give it?
I'm giving it a 4.5 for the message as well. I think it's sung all right. It has a nice melody to it, but that's about it for me. But when we compile our votes, and of course you guys at home, your votes together, we get an average of 3.7 for Slovenia, which is... Quite low, towards the bottom at the moment. And not performing well for Slovenia.
Not quite bottom three, actually, though.
No.
Out of the bottom three.
Not just yet, but we have more countries to go, so we'll have to wait and see where it finishes up just yet. But 3.7 for Slovenia. Are we ready for the next country?
Vamos!
Where are we heading, Lou?
We are off to España, to Spain, and we are off to hear the melody of Melody with her song, Esa Diva.
Yeah.
I think the girlos are going to go first here, the divas of the Eurovision podcast. Okay, Alex, kick us off, please.
Yes, as a fellow diva, I approve of this message and song and performance. Overall, the package is wacky. It's very out there, but I eat it up. These are the kind of songs that I love every year. And you always hope for at least one or two, right? Now, if I compare this to the likes of Slow Mo from Spain a few years ago, which is nearly seen as like, you know, the cultural touch point that we constantly compare, Fuego as well, a lot of those Cyprus entries, I do think it's one of maybe the weaker ones, particularly around the melody, not her, the melody, but the actual melody of the song. But it really takes you on a journey. I think she's fab. Like, she is crazy. A few weeks ago, I actually went through clips and showed my sisters all of the songs. And they were just, I wouldn't say like wowed, as in like, oh my God, this is amazing. But they're just like, what is going on? But I think I like it, but I'm not quite sure. I think that's kind of the general message of the song. But yeah, I think it's a load of fun. I'm really glad it's there. Look, it's not going to win. I think we all know that, but I'm glad it's there. I think it could do quite well. I know she did revamp the song and a lot of us have heard that. I thought the revamp initially I didn't like, but it did make it much more modern. It feels like much more Lady Gaga, like current, rather than something from 10 years ago that we heard in Eurovision. So overall, I really like the song, but it's not a winner. But I don't think that matters. Like, I always love a nice diva entry. The helicopter hair is insane. Like, some of her dance moves, they're just off the wall. But, like, that's what I watch Eurovision for. What about you, Lou?
So I was a huge hater of this, like in the Benidorm Fest era. I was really mad. I thought Daniela Blasco should have won, or Jacob Bello. I also loved Carla Frigo. Like, I really enjoyed Benidorm Fest this year. And I couldn't understand at the time what the Spaniards were thinking. And like, I have historically been a Spaniard. Like, Spain has always been one of my favourite Eurovision countries. I've kind of been low-key ignoring them this year. Like, I just kind of, I forget about Essa Diva a bit. However, I am very happy to say that only in the last week or two, this has really started to grow on me. And maybe it's because, you know, I had that classic Euro fan sour taste in my mouth after the national final. I wasn't very like pleased with the result. And I do think the song is a bit dated. Mad that Thomas Gison's on this, but like, it does reek of him, you know. I have sat with this for a while, and now that I find if I don't take it too seriously, I can actually enjoy it for what it is. I think also hearing it at Euro bashes and seeing the fun reaction from people has endeared this towards me. I can see why people like it. Helicopter hair, I agree. Alex is good fun. She is gas as well. I'm loving all the content coming from her in the pre-party season. I think there's some more fun stuff to come from her. The staging of this was such a mess in Benidorm Fest. Like, there was so much going on. They were missing camera angles. There was stuff breaking. She was sick as well. The revamp.
Was she?
That Eurovision illness that don't descends start. Upon us all. The revamp of this has given this like the womp, womp, womp I didn't think it needed, but it kind of, I don't know. I enjoy the campiness. I enjoy the over the top kind of theme we get with it, and I just have no idea how this will do, but like, maybe it doesn't matter. Spaniards love it. They awarded it the public vote in Benidorm Fest, and you know, Spanish passion will be heard in that arena in Basel, I have no doubt. So yeah, one of my biggest growers of the year. Yourself, Connor?
I was very harsh on this entry way back when we reviewed it with Benidorm Best, the recapping the final, and I think I said that this would like finish like bottom five in the final. Spain should be like, you know,
we really went in on Spain,
we really
actually
did.
Yeah,
we really did. I think I was like, Spain, you should be disgraced at this final, like,
as Irish fans, can you imagine?
I know, and I was saying that, like, you know, you need to get your act together and stuff like that, and I really like this song now. I'm sorry, Spain. Yeah, I like this song.
Lo siento.
I agree. I don't know if it needed the revamp. I did prefer it pre-revamp, but I do like it for what it is now. It has that extra oomph to it. I'm not too sure if I love the slow start to the song. You know, I prefer kind of getting straight into it with the pre-revamped version of the song. But I am listening to this. I am streaming it. I have loved it at the pre-parties, especially seeing it live in London as well. It is a bop. She is amazing. Like, she just walks into the room and starts, like, she just does not give two F's where she is. And as she should, she is a diva. And that's what she's singing about, as a diva. So, yeah, I've come around to this. I like this a lot. I like this a lot. I don't know if it's my top 10, but I do like it.
Yeah, I think you need to embrace the camp and just take it for what it is. Like, even when you watch the performance, she takes you so many... Like, why is she sitting, like, Gaia style, but she's not hanging on. She's just sitting on, like, a step or whatever, being lowered down with this mad hat. And then she's throwing the hat off, and then she's changing... Like, none of it really makes sense, but that's what makes sense. Like, it's just so... camp and out there.
She's fierce, isn't she?
She's so fierce.
Yeah.
And no English on her. Like, love her just going into interviews, singing her song and just being the diva, as she should.
Let's hear from some of the Eurovision listeners in our question box. Okay, we're kicking it off. I'm going to go from the bottom this time, actually. We're kicking it off with Claire saying, love, 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 and giving it a 9. ESE Crow gives it a 7, saying, it's grown on me. Melody has an amazing voice and it's a real bop, but not sure if it will score well. A 10 from Ed. 7 from Fairy Cat. Wasn't a fan at first, but it's a huge grower for me. Fairy Cat, welcome to the question boxes. I think you're new here. 6 from Adele G. 5 from Ushing Gal. Can't help but bop. 5 from Shane. No Chanel, but Melody will throw the kitchen sink at the performance. 2 from Anna Garrity. 7.5 from Lauren. 7 from Eurovision fan and also from Maidy. 8 from Peter. Hated the revamp at first, but it grew on me so much. Fan favourite for sure. 8 from Dara O'Neill, 6 from Keane Creedon, 8 from Facklington, 10 from Niall, 8 from Toby. Watch this top 5. 8 from Eurovision Wood Projects, 9 from Quiva the Diva, 8.5 out of 10 from Starboy, the revamp 8. 5 from Eurovision Chris, sorry Spaniards, love Melody, song not for me. 6 from Ashton and 3.5 from Carrie and a 7 from Steve Smith. Any more, Alex?
Yeah, AD86 gave it a 7. Lee said 5 out of 10, has grown on me a bit. Melody is great, which seems to be kind of a theme running through this. People seem to initially not love it, but it grows on them. 6 out of 10 from Sarah. Ole gave it a 7. Biogano gave it an 8 out of 10. So flipping underrated in all caps, I must agree. Joe gave it an 8 out of 10. A bit basic, but I eat it up. Elliot gave it 3. On a pop mess, but a pop mess that we eat up and love. C. Fielding gave it a 5. King gave it a 4. Leone gave it a 10. The big note is incredible. Love her sass. I could kick a door down at the final chorus. Relate to that. Like, her voice is so strong, isn't it? Owen Curran gave it a 7. 4.5 from Sven. Frederick gave it a 9. Luke said 10 out of 10, capital letters, dark horse of the year. James gave it a 100. Els gave it 8. Una Diva. Momo gave it an 8. Love it, but think it will finish bottom 5. And I'll finish it off with Ox Sebastian, who said 3. Before the revamp, it was bad. And now it's bad and very loud and too much. So that's what our listeners thought. Will we give our personal ratings?
I will start because you guys will probably pull up the average after me. I have given it a 5.5, and from where I was earlier in the season, this is a nice little jump. I could see this going up to a 7 for me, you know, when I see the rehearsal.
Cool. I'm going to give it a 7.5, and that is based on just embracing the camp, appreciating it for what it is. Her vocals are there. Connor, what are you going to give it?
I'm going to give it a 7. I think a solid 7. I think it has grown, like Lou said, up the ranks for me a lot. It's not quite a top 10 for me, so it's not pushing into an 8 just right now. But I think if they clean it up, I think if she delivers a really good vocal, it could creep up to that level. And yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But
guess
a 7 right now.
Guess who Spain's spokesperson is this year?
Who?
Chanel!
Oh my God, love.
Chanel! They
wheel her out every Eurovision now. She's turning
as they should!
Ah, jeez, come on now, lads. But again, when we compile everyone's votes together, we get an average for Spain of 6.52, which I think is okay. It's above average, as we say a 6 is. So not too bad in the middle.
For Spain, that is pretty good.
Yeah, not too bad. Now, of course, it's a bit of a drop or a bit of an increase from last year. They got a 6.49 in 2024 with Dora. But this year, you know, a slight increase. How would you compare it year on year, just quickly?
I feel like it's actually a very similar entry in that okay. It's just like camp, fun.
Which is mirrored in our ranking,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, but I would say this is maybe a bit better because it has so much going on. Like she does give so much choreo, she gives so much vocals, which maybe Thora didn't give as much of. But it had just as much like campness and, you know, fun to it.
Okay. Lou, I'll let you introduce this next country.
Naya.
Where's the sausage?
That's what we say all the time.
We are off to Sverige. We're off to Sweden. And this year, Sweden are coming for the Eurovision Song Contest 2025 with their song Barabadabastu by the humour group Kai. All right, all right, all right. Let's kick it off with yourself, Connor. Be aware, you're in the room with Kai's number one fan. As Yana Lasan once said, take it away.
Look, I like this entry. I don't know if I love it as much as I once did. I think for me, Kai winning, I just didn't want Mons to win. And I think I wanted Sweden to take that risk and just send something fun and join the party that is Eurovision 2025. I love listening to this. It brings a smile out of my face. I don't know if I want it to be a Eurovision winner, though, if I'm being honest. I don't think I would like this entry to be the one that takes the full crown of wins from Ireland. You know, I think we're in a nice phase now, sharing 7 and 7. I don't know if Kai should be the ones to be taking it fully away from us. And I don't know why. I just think I want a bit more. I just think of Cornelia Jacobs and how that moved me. And I think that I would love to have given her the win for that, you know, whereas Kai, I'm like, it's fun, it's energetic, but I think there's better fun songs this year that I would prefer to see win. You know, the likes of Finland, I think I would love to see them get their first win in many, many years. You know, they've been coming at the last few years. We were just in Sweden. Do I want to go back to Sweden? Not really. You know, I just think there's more factors here. And I don't know if an audience are ready go back to Sweden. I think that does play a factor. I think people, especially when it's Sweden, people are aware of just how good they are at Eurovision. I think that does come into play a bit. I think they'll do tremendously well. They're definitely top 5, top 3 minimum. But I don't know. I know everything's pointing in that direction that it is going to be a Swedish win. I don't know if it is. I don't know if it is. I think the stars aren't aligning in my eyes just yet. I think we're going to have a surprise this year. And I don't think we'll be going back to Stockholm next year. But the song itself, I really like. I've kind of gone off it a bit, just I think it's fatigue, you know, you're listening to it and having fun so much. And Luke is
viciously writing notes writing.
Here.
I'm
so
worried.
God knows, am I about to get my own key in Lambert letter right now? But yeah, I think just at this moment in time, I don't know, I think rehearsals might rejuvenate a bit more love for it. But at the moment, I think I really like it. It's certainly in my top 10, but I'm not viciously fighting for this to win Eurovision 2025. I think I'd much rather see another country win over this. But Alex, I'll go for you.
Yeah, I feel quite similarly to you. I definitely...
You're getting a letter now in a minute. She's
yeah,
writing more.
Yeah, I'm also awaiting my letter from Lou. I think, look, it's a great entry. I'm delighted it won and it's there. For me, the strongest parts of the song are in the verses. I love that opening. It like scratches my brain just perfectly when it then just the way that they hit all the notes, like for a comedy song, their vocals are obviously phenomenal and like they hit every mark. Love the staging of this. I presume they're going to keep it the same. I do find with, you know, songs like this or entries like this, what happens is we know the full package. Like we do not need to wait for rehearsals. We don't need the clip. We know it's going to be great. It really is all about, can the other entries, particularly the ones that are more jury focused, can they come to their level? someone like Austria, for example, or even Finland, I suppose we've kind of seen them, will they be able to get a much better jury score? And it's going to come down to that. Like, the public, we know, are going to love this. They loved it in Sweden, and it's very accessible. Like, it's not too linguistically, it's not too heavy. I think Sauna, by the way, exploding everywhere, even from where I'm from, like Scaries. I'm like, you probably didn't know what a sauna was like 3 years ago, and now everyone's getting a sauna apparently. So it's like the perfect year for this song. And I think it's not just a Swedish thing now, it's like it's a European wide phenomenon. So yeah, it's a great year for them. However, if I was to say like my criticism of the performance,
careful now,
would only be I genuinely don't really like key changes in general, and I don't feel like it needs to be there. And I hate to say it, does it like cheapen it a little bit? For me, it does. And but I do, you need a good finish, right? And you need a big finish, especially if you're going for the win, which they obviously are. For me, I feel like the first half, which is unusual, of the song is what I love. And then I kind of get a little bit, not bored, but I just feel like, okay, I know where this is going. And then you get the key change, which isn't my favorite. But overall, I think it's a fantastic entry. I think they're coming in at the in the perfect time, at the perfect year. They're gonna get love from all over Europe. It really is. Will the juries love this? And will they put their names behind this as their first or their top? Because we saw with the last couple of years, you know, it really seems to be coming down to the jury in this era of Eurovision. So that's where maybe they need to focus on. And I'm going to come to Lou, who I can see has a scriptures written for this. What do you think of Kai with Barabara Bastu?
Sona. Okay, so bear with me. I already had like things prepared that I wanted to say. As I was listening to both of you, the reason I started furiously scribbling was because like this thought just came to me. So this is my pitch: 8 reasons why Sweden should win the Eurovision Song Contest 2025. And yes, I did pick 8 on purpose. So the first reason is, let's talk about the benefits of the sauna, the humble sauna. Yeah. So I've been really using my gym membership very well recently. I am also trying to get fit because I have this wedding coming up, etc. And like, your girl wants to fit into her dress, you know?
Disclaimer, not hers.
No, oh no. No, there's so much talk of my hypothetical wedding recently. Sam. Yeah. No, I am like ready to embrace my sauna life. And I'd like to inform the dear listeners and my fellow co-hosts of the benefits of the sauna on your health. So the sauna improves your circulation. It's good for muscle relaxation and recovery for those of you who experience joint pain. It reduces muscle soreness after workouts, etc. It reduces stress. And you know, stress is one of the number one causes of cardiovascular issues in Ireland. Detoxification. So it flushes out toxins and impurities through your skin. It improves your skin health. Guys, we had a big conversation about moisturizers earlier. I was talking to you about my new skin routine, how I'm trying to face mask and everything. Improved skin health. Opens your pores, increases blood flow to the skin. It boosts your immune system. We all need a good immune system in this busy life we all lead. Improved sleep. The calming effects of heat can lead to a deeper and more restful sleep. And of course, the possible cardiovascular benefits are huge given the sauna. So they're only the sub points of point number 1.
I was going to say, are we still on point number 1?
Yeah, of why Sweden should win the Eurovision Song Contest 2025.
This is like us doing a like 8 pointer on how fucking coming is good for you, like with Finland, you know. Carry
number
on.
2, safe contest in Sweden. This will be the 10-year anniversary of the infamous 2016 contest that everybody loved in Stockholm. And we could bring that back to Stockholm for 2026. Malmö, no hate, but we'll skip over you next year. I think let's get a new city, fresh memories, Stockholm. I'm open to Gothenburg as well. Number 3.
Sweden.
Yeah. Barabara Bastu is fun. It is not a joke entry. And this can prove that a fun entry that is not necessarily a joke, that is a serious ode to the sauna, can win the contest. And not everything that is fun is automatically a joke entry. Number 4. Redemption for the 2008 Eurovision Song Contest. Everybody be hating on the fun, upbeat entries. This will show you that you don't have to be a jury princess or prince to win the Eurovision
or prick.
Song Contest.
Or prick.
Or prick. Number five. This beat Mon Zemmerlof. Okay, the only other thing Barbadabastu...
That's the first one I've agreed with.
Yeah, the only other thing Barbadabastu would have to do is beat Loreen, which I'm sure would be very difficult because everybody loves Loreen. But it beat Mon Zemmerlof, a jury sweetheart from 2015. Eurovision winner would have definitely been in contention probably to win this year's Eurovision if he had beat Barbadabastu, but he did not. Number six, Revenge Focaccia. Okay, to quote Kai, and they're real. So they're Finnish guys representing Sweden. Sweden pay for everything, but it's kind of a Finnish win. Revenge for Karia. Number seven, it makes everyone happy. This made me cry not once, but two times in London because everyone was so happy. I was also very drunk.
Are you sure it wasn't more than twice? Pretty sure it was maybe multiple times.
Yeah, I cried a lot about this because it made me and everyone so happy. And finally, point number eight, Ireland does not deserve the eighth win before Sweden.
Oh.
And they should get it before us because we are not as good as Sweden are in the Eurovision Song Contest. So thank you for coming to my TED Talk. That is eight reasons why Sweden should win the Eurovision Song Contest 2025.
Boom.
Any comments, Connor?
I agreed with some of your points. Some of them I was like, okay, a bit of a stretch there now.
No.
What?
The benefits of a sauna. Not a stretch.
Yeah, but like you could do the benefits of bleeding, going to space, the benefits of going, the benefits of coming, the benefits of a milkshake,
well,
you know.
Yes.
There you go, wellness.
I don't think milkshakes are as good for your cardiovascular health as a sauna
good
is.
For your... I don't like milkshakes.
Point proven,
but yeah, I don't know. I agree, but like, it makes you happy. What would you challenge her on? Go on, Alex.
One note, right, that I have is I feel like a lot of the story behind Kai and Melody Festival and right was like there was a real feel of like we need to break away from the usual like man style entry, and I feel like that came in both voting pots, like from your public and your jury. It was like nearly an uprising of people being like
a revolution
from the people to be like, we don't want the classic Melfest winner. But in Eurovision, when people are voting, like just flicking it on the Saturday night, is the same sentiment going to be there? Like already people, I think, have sometimes something a little bit against Sweden. And I'm talking about winning here. I'm not talking about like qualification. That's
people be jealous. Haters gonna hate.
You know, haters. So that's why I'm like, will the same push be there to push Kai up? Whereas will it just be like, okay, yeah, they're there with an entry, but it's not going to be the same like, they made it. Like, they're in Eurovision now. They're representing Sweden. Is the same push that was at Melfest? Because that reason is now dissipated. It's not there anymore. That's my only...
Well, that plays into what I was saying about, like, Sweden have a hard time. I think people are very, very aware of how well Sweden are doing at Eurovision. And there is a bit of like, oh, God, I'm not voting for Sweden again.
Which, obviously, you could flip it on his head and say, oh, people will reward this. But also...
Because it is different. Yeah,
because
that's
it is
true.
Different.
And the eight reasons that I mentioned
and
as well.
And the eight reasons. Yeah. But my only worry is, like, now that that kind of push for Kai is gone for those reasons, will it be just like any other country...
Yeah.
And come maybe third or fourth. The jury is the main reason. I'm not quite sure here how it will do. I think it'll do well in the jury. But is it going to be...
I respectfully disagree.
Number one. Like, is a juror going to say, this above Austria deserves to do better?
In my land of delusion, they nearly won the Melfest jury. I know it's not the same juries as in Eurovision. Mm. And there's more juries as well to contend with. I just see it. Maybe I'm just trying to manifest it.
See, with Sweden, like, you got to remember, like, 36 other juries now. Where, like, Sweden is a microscope compared to Eurovision when you think about it. You know, you're dealing with 36 countries as opposed to, what is it, 5-8 countries?
Are you talking about juries?
In juries in Melfest.
But they have to do is land in enough jurors top tens, which I think they will.
Oh, they 100% will, but I don't know if it's going to be enough to push them to, like,
it's just like, is someone like Austria or I don't know who else, Switzerland, whoever, that's a real jury favorite, that's going to get like 10s across the board. But would do
exactly
spot,
and I think a jury is the issue for this song. I think Televote, even though I do think this year, because if it was a carrier year, I think I could see much more of a path towards it winning. Whereas this year we have so many similar fun up-tempo entries that I do think we are going to be in a landscape of all these countries getting maybe an equal share of a vote, you know, maybe one having slightly more. But I do think the fun entries vote will be split across 5, 6, 7, 8 countries. Mm. Whereas now it's kind of looking at which one of the jury going to respond to the most out of this.
I think it's going to be Sweden.
Mm. I don't know.
Time will tell. Time will tell.
Okay, do we dare delve into the scores? Dare am I about delve. To fight a few people?
Okay.
Because like Alex and Connor are two of my best friends, so I'm always going to be kinder towards them than some of our points.
Well, I'll kick us off. And friend of the pod, you'll be happy to know, Michal gave it a 9.
As he should.
Conor Sheehan gave it a 7. Marcos Benito gave it a 4. Kelly said 10 out of 10. The year Eurovision stops having songs like these, I will stop watching.
Yes.
Glenn gave it a 9. Adam yes. Greenan gave it a 10. Lex Woo. Buca gave it a 7. Oof, Keach gave it a 0.5. Don't get the hype on this.
Excuse me? You gave it a what?
Please
Sorry,
send in a response.
Jack Keach, 0.5. Who's he now? 0.5, don't get the hype on this.
Going on Nikki Graham okay. on us.
Jack Keach, you need to go and take a sauna for improved circulation, muscle relaxation and recovery, stress reduction, detoxification, improved skin health, boosted immune system, improve your sleep, improve your cardiovascular condition in your body, and also your taste.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm going to move on to Aaron O'Driscoll, who gave it a 5. Sorry, just can't get the hype for
this. WhatsApp you later, Aaron.
Watch out for a very nasty voice note, Aaron, later on. Keegan gave it a 9.5.
Good man.
Now.
Good man.
Stephen, 8.5.
I knew I could count on him.
Nathan, 5. Moldova, is that you? Question mark.
What?
Lou says, is that a bad thing? What's wrong
Moldova,
with Moldova?
Is that you? Moldova's one of the best Eurovision countries.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said. Yeah. Disney Loving Gemma, 8.5. Mickey Doherty, 8. Lisa, 7. 9.5. And I'm going to finish it on a 10 from Deese, who said, my favourite song is just so funny, so catchy, and they seem like such genuine lads.
Do you know when I met Dee at the Eurovision Live podcast in November, I just knew she was a real one. You know when you just meet someone and you're like, you're on my vibe, you're one of my peoples. Dee, you're one of my peoples. Now, another one of my peoples. B, remember B from the infamous
yes.
I do.
The Twitter spaces. 10 saunas out of 10. Go on, B. 9.5 from Angus saying, love it, but it's grown old for me on my playlist. But if it comes on at the party, I'm all in. 9.5 from Owen O'Neill. I'm skipping all the bad scores. 10 out of 10 from Bren. It's my new tea-making song. Always puts me in a great
Hold
mood.
Hold on, are you skipping the bad scores?
10 out of 10 from Kean V. Lafford, my winner of the year.
I think
every
we need the
camera
reference group
shot
back.
Is planned to the second. Very well produced. 10 out of 10 from Dave Mackin. 9.5 from Sam.
I think that's
Sam,
ridiculous.
That
that's ridiculous.
Be a 10.
I didn't do this for Croatia.
Can we penalize her
for this?
I was fair.
10 from Eurofan.
I was fair.
10 from Anne Goyen.
You know what? I think this deserves.
9.5 from Levi. Sorry.
What did I do?
Levi Svenska. Levi Kai. Levi Barabada Bastu. 10 from Michael Flynn.
We need like a
10 from Therese. 10 from Dylan Colley.
Get all
10
the same.
From David.
Next.
8.95 from James, bit low. 10 from
Lou.
Leonie.
Can I stop?
The one unplugged the mic. I turned her off.
Okay, I'm going to read some.
She's turned off.
I'm going to balance things out, okay? Jamando says, 4, unlike a sauna.
Hello.
It don't get me hot and sweaty.
10 from Rowan.
10 from Ellen. 10 from Starboy.
Keen says, 4, unfortunately don't see the hype from this. What else have we got? We have 5. We do have a 3.
I kept spreadsheet fair.
Okay. Can we have order? Order
in the court. Order.
Barabada bastu bastu.
For God's sake. Right. Alex, what are you going to score this?
Okay. For my safety, I have given this an 8.5. I do really like this, but I would say 8.5 is a ceiling that is likely not going to be... pushed any further. Yeah. That's as far as.
What did you mark it down for?
I marked it down. I don't like the key change.
Interesting.
And
I'll be remembering that now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
For what?
I don't know.
When you attack me.
She's attacking you for an 8.5, which I think is a very respectable score. God
this
help
is
us.
One of my highest scores.
God help us.
No, I'll allow it. It's an 8. It's okay. It's okay.
Okay. Go.
I'm going to give this an 8, which is a 0.5 lower than Alex over here. But yeah, I'm not loving it. I'm in a bit of a fatigue moment with it, so that I think is reflective of my score. But I do like this entry, and I do bop to it, and I do enjoy it. But I just don't... It's not on my radar right now. I'm kind of loving other songs more at this moment in time. Yeah. I wonder what Lou is going to give it.
Yeah, 5. It's okay. It's a 10. It's a 10. My favorite this year. I love it so much. It makes me so happy.
No. You'd never know that, would you?
I wonder how I voted in the Melfest jury.
Well, when we compile all of our results together and we review Sweden, we get an average of, prepare to run, she's going to explode, a 7.74.
That is not even an 8.
Oh. Where do you live? I am in your walls. Given this a 0.5. Now, I nearly had a meltdown earlier doing the spreadsheet. I like changed to score just to see what it would have given. It would only
she tried to rig it.
It would only
happening.
Have put it up by like a 0.05 if I changed to score. Yes. So I was like, I have to be honest and keep the spreadsheet legit.
Where do you think went wrong for this? Bad taste.
I think it came late and everyone was being much kinder with their scores earlier on in the quickfires. And now everyone's like got their X Factor judge hat on and everyone's being more extreme with their votes. But look, if you gave this a 9 or above, love you forever. Love you guys. I love this even more than I love Belvedere House Gardens and Park. And that's saying something. So it's still a good score. It's in the top 10. We'll reveal where exactly it is later on in the season. All right, so that's where we will leave it, of course. That's the penultimate episode of the Quickfire Ratings of 2025. I'm going to need to go and take a sauna to recover from this one. The last one will be out tomorrow, Switzerland, Ukraine, the United Kingdom. That's going to be a great episode, guys. Looking forward to that. And again, thanks so much for submitting your votes and your comments as well this season. It's been great fun to digest all of this with you. Yeah. And guys, don't forget the benefits of the sauna on your health, okay? But of course, we will be back tomorrow with the end of the quickfires. Can't believe it's here. I'm going to miss them so much. But don't forget to follow us everywhere, guys. Air Vision Podcast, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, our most active places at the moment. We are on X as well, Blue Sky, etc. Make sure you have followed us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast, and give us a review as well, because that helps other listeners, especially Irish Eurovision fans, find us. You can support us on buymeacoffee.com/Eurovision podcast if you want to support us in what we do in our free time making this podcast. We love it. We love you guys. Thanks for joining in. And for now, all we have to say is
Slongafon. Sure.